There were lights in the sky.
Can you describe the lights?
Not really. I was inside. I just heard other people say there were lights. I felt the rumble, though.
Did anyone know what it was? Have any ideas?
No. Everyone was kind of drunk, so we all lost interest pretty quickly.
Your former roommate, Miss Gordon, did she lose interest?
Oh, no. Arch and Anne got kind of bats about it.
A Night Called Tomorrow, Episode 2, Camera Obscura.
Up, up, up. Step up, knock them down, win a prize. 3 tries for a nickel.
Here you go.
Okay, let's show the lady what you got.
Shit.
Oh, good warm-up.
I haven't been out here in years. I had a terrible date here with a scenery painter once.
Did he throw better than me, at least?
He won me a Mickey Mouse, but this is a better date.
Third time's a charm. What do you say, good buddy?
Maybe later.
I never liked Mickey Mouse anyway. Oh, the sideshow!
Two-headed calf, nature's shocking aberration. What do you think they did here? Sewed 2 stillborn calves together?
They come out that way sometimes.
Alligator man. You buy this one?
Oh, don't be so skeptical. Look! This way to the living mermaid.
Living?
That's what it says!
Come on, folks! Don't be afraid. Yes, believe your eyes. The living mermaid, found by a fisherman off the coast of Rarotonga in the South Pacific, once prized possession of the Emperor of Brazil before he was overthrown in 1891. Yes, folks, no one knows her age, but her beauty is timeless. Look closely, folks, but please don't lean on the tank.
She looks like Madeline March.
She does.
It's uncanny. I was just face to face with Madeline March last night at that premiere. Same nose, same chin.
Same tail.
She even had her hair done in that style.
Move along, folks. Plenty more to see.
Excuse me, miss.
She's mute. Hasn't spoken in 200 years.
You look just like Madeline March, the movie star.
Oh, well, you'll love the bearded lady then. Looks just like Abe Lincoln. Come on, right through that curtain.
I hear you're sensational and objection overruled.
Come on, move it.
Okay.
Let's go.
Take it easy.
Well, that was odd.
What was his problem? I wasn't leaning on the tank. You hungry?
Let's walk up to the park. I'll show you my favorite place in Los Angeles.
What is it?
Just follow me.
I can't see a thing.
Your eyes will adjust. Take my hand.
This is cozy.
Look into the dish. What do you see?
Flying birds? Ferris wheel. What is this, some sort of film projection?
It's a life projection. It's everything that's happening outside right now. Have you ever heard of a camera obscura?
I have now.
We're basically standing inside of a giant pinhole camera.
Well, what do you know?
Are you still hungry?
It can wait.
Are you sure?
I think so.
You're cute when you furrow your brow.
Am I?
You did it again. I'm gonna kiss you now. Is that all right?
Is this why you brought me here?
It's one reason.
This is becoming one of my favorite places.
This has been here since 1907.
Oh, has it?
Aren't you interested in history?
I'm more interested in the present.
Let me show you something.
Go right ahead.
Hold your shirt out to the edge of the dish, like this.
Okay.
See? The birds are flying right onto you.
This is great. The image changed.
We're looking at another part of the pier now. The mirror up there rotates. See? That's behind the sideshow.
Oh, look. Is that our mermaid on break talking to a guy?
That looks like her. Without her tail.
In a wheelchair. Well, I guess she's not Madeline March. That guy looks familiar.
I think he's yelling at the poor girl.
He looks like Henry Loudermilk.
Of Loudermilk Studios?
Whoever he is, he looks pretty upset.
Do you think that's really him or just looks like him?
He just raised his hand to her.
Oh my goodness.
What the hell is
he? Where is he taking her?
Look, he just grabbed a wheelchair. Come on! This way!
What are we doing?
We're helping that girl!
They were heading toward the parking lot.
They're in that car! Come on!
Shit, I lost them.
No, they're up there. Turning right at Pink's. Go! Okay, now we have lost them.
I think I can still pick up the trail.
We haven't seen them in 20 minutes.
All right, I'll turn around when I get a chance. Road's too narrow here.
Oh my God!
What?
That house! Who do you think lives there?
The Duke and Duchess of Runyon Canyon?
Jane Mansfield just bought a mansion around here. It's supposed to have a fountain that flows with pink champagne.
Look at that sunset.
Beautiful.
I love dusk in LA. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else, would you?
I can live anywhere.
You know what? I can think of a million places I'd rather live too. I've just gotten so used to everyone talking about sunshine, palm trees, the ocean, mountains.
What's wrong with those?
It's all just fancy scenery, dressing up a cheap picture. You know what? I've changed my mind. That sunset can go straight to hell.
Let's not blame the sunset.
I'm sorry I talk too much.
No, you don't.
You're listening to the Cleano Melody Hour, featuring Charles Staley and his orchestra. Cleano gets deep down to the dirt you can't see. And now, here's Charles and the boys with the love theme from Objection Overruled, the motion picture event of the year from Loudermilk Studios, starring Madeline March and Douglas Montgomery.
Dinner?
Sure, want to go back to Pink's?
How about Musso and Frank?
Too many celebrities. Bob's Big Boy?
Let's go somewhere gay. The Avocado Club.
I've never been there.
The Black Doll, you work there as a waitress.
Then clearly we have to go.
They have a calypso band and a dance floor.
I haven't danced since before the war.
You didn't dance on VJ Day?
I was too busy drinking. Aren't we near Jerry's?
Pretty close.
Close to where that explosion thing happened?
I thought you said we shouldn't talk about that.
Well, we can talk about it with each other.
Okay. You're not pulling the out of gas routine, are you?
I thought we could look around for a minute.
Oh, it's quiet out here, isn't it? Kind of gives me the creeps.
We can go back.
No, I like the creeps.
Huh.
Huh, what?
Huh.
What is it?
All these bushes, see how they look scorched?
You're right. Look at the trunk of that palm. Blackened all the way up. Probably had a fire.
In the winter?
Last summer, maybe?
No, it's fresh.
How can you tell?
For one thing, you can still smell it.
Oh, yeah.
And listen. No bugs or birds making noise. Something scared them away recently.
You're observant.
I've learned to listen.
Do you think it was from whatever we saw last night?
I don't know.
Maybe it was fireworks.
Maybe. But fireworks smell like gunpowder. There's something chemical about this smell.
Wait, shh!
Hmm?
I thought I heard something. No, I guess I didn't.
A Night Called Tomorrow, Episode 2, Camera Obscura, was written by James Urbaniak and Bree Williams and featured Kimmy Gatewood, Kent Osborne, Josh Fadem, James Urbaniak, Azure Parsons, Demorge Brown, and Mike Rock. Music by Jonathan Dinerstein. Produced by Mark McConville and James Urbaniak. A Howl original in production with Midroll Media. This is Eric Martin speaking. Next, on A Night Call. Called Tomorrow.
Sputnik burned up.
It's not being investigated as suspicious.
I am a communist.
Who are you calling?
The police.
They were asking about the mermaid's identity.
Sorry, folks. We're closed for lunch.
What?
You have to be very vigilant if you want to be an actor.
Oh, would you like to come in? There's some leftover eggnog that's not going to drink itself.
Every rattling pipe becomes the footsteps of a lady strangler.
By the time you read this, the industry will have been informed of my secret.
Oh. Oh, my God.